This is KCUR 89.3. Warehouse giant Costco is building a huge chicken processing plant in Fremont, Nebraska, and is looking to build chicken barns for its supply nearby. As Fred Knapp reports for Harvest Public Media, that has touched off some fights over the project and over the change it represents.
Ruth June drives along the gravel road near her farm in Lancaster County, Nebraska. She points out the 120 black walnut trees she's planted and all the birds she's seen migrating through. But June's afraid this tranquil scene may soon be disturbed.
This is a nice, quiet neighborhood, nice people. Everybody gets along. And then now we're going to be shut up in our houses because we can't stand the smell outside.
June's afraid of different birds, chickens, nearly 200,000 that could be housed in four 600-foot-long barns half a mile from her house. The chickens would be grown to supply the Costco plant being built in Fremont, about 75 miles away. It's scheduled to start up next year and eventually process more than 2 million birds a week. Randy Essink bought the property near June's house and would run the growing barns, something he's never done before. He says his fiancée and 18-month-old son will live on the grounds with him.
Anything that would be detrimental health-wise to me or my son or my fiancée, I would never do anything like that, or my neighbors for that matter.
Essink would be one of an estimated 125 growers in 14 Nebraska counties and 5 or 6 counties in Iowa who would supply chickens for Costco through an intermediary called Lincoln Premium Poultry. But first, the local Lincoln-Lancaster County Planning Commission must approve the barns. At a more than five-hour hearing in mid-July, neighbors poured out their objections to what some said was more of an industrial facility than a farm. Among them was Marianne Tesser.
The traditional farmer recognizes the importance of protecting the natural environments and acts as stewards of the land. Industrial facilities contribute to numerous issues such as damage to our air, water, and soil.
Lincoln Premium Poultry Chief Operating Officer Walt Schaefer says the company will use the latest technology and make sure its growers protect the environment.
You're just not going to have the smell. You're not going to have the dust plumes that you may have heard about. You're not going to have the issues. If we have a bad actor, you're not going to have to enforce it. I'll enforce it.
So far, Nebraska counties have approved about 40 applications from people to grow chickens for Lincoln Premium Poultry and its owner, Costco, but in some places, potential chicken barn neighbors are fighting back. One county board's being sued for approving a 380,000 chicken operation, and two proposals for chicken operations were withdrawn in a county that approved five others. Lincoln Premium Poultry spokeswoman Jessica Coulterman thinks there's more concern about things like odors in rural areas that are nearer to cities where people who aren't familiar with agriculture have moved to rural acreages.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're never going to have a smell ever in the course of this operation. It's a farm.
8 years ago, Kurt McConnell built a house that's less than half a mile from where the Lancaster County barns would be built. McConnell says he's not opposed to agriculture.
We have 2 dozen cows just right across the road that my neighbor grazes, and I'm fine. They were here before I was here, and I'm fine with natural farming practices.
But McConnell points to a study that found concentrated animal feeding operations like chicken barns can substantially lower surrounding property values.
So if Costco wants to come out and drive down our property values and ruin our way of life, show me the money.
Coulterman with Lincoln Poultry says they want to minimize adverse effects.
What we're trying to do is put as many practices in place to mitigate as much of it as possible. And Randy, like all of our other growers, are going to do their best to be good neighbors and good stewards of the land.
But project opponent Ken Tesser urges caution.
You know, I try to keep an open mind. I just know that sometimes it's better to stop a problem before it happens than to try to clean it up.
The Lincoln-Lancaster County Planning Commission didn't have enough votes to accept or reject the project in July, setting up another vote and a possible appeal in the future. It's a conflict that may be repeated elsewhere as the Costco project moves ahead. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Fred Knapp.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.